Just tell me a little bit of how you're feeling now.
I'm so overwhelmed. I just feel so lucky, you know, to be getting to ride these horses that bring you places like here, to be in Henry's yard. You know, I just feel so lucky. Like, it wasn't even 12 months ago I got to win an Antrim Grand National, and I don't know how or why I'm just so lucky to be in the position I'm in, but unbelievable.
It's funny, last year you won the Champion Hurdle in Honeysuckle, so special. You were top jockey at this meeting, and yet the thing that I really remember is after Aplutar crossed the line in second, you're at a dejection, sort of hiding behind the horse's head to compose yourself afterwards. The change in 12 months, you knew what you could have tasted there, and now you have it.
I know, and like, not every jockey gets to be in this position. You know, like last year, I had a choice of the horses who came first and second in the Gold Cup. Like, who is that person? So, you know, this year I was lucky to be on the right one, and it's overwhelming.
You trusted this horse's pace this time around, didn't you? So talk me through the race and how you envisage it and how it actually panned out.
Yeah, I just gave him a better ride, I suppose. It's about the size of it, and it worked out. You know, if I didn't learn from last year and from riding him through the year, this year, you know, I tried not to make the same mistake again. And yeah, look, you know, Henry's incredible at what he does, and you know, he had him. he had him spot on.
And have you got your family here with you today?
Yeah, my mum is at home, but my dad, my brother and sister are all here, and many friends who I got many tickets for, so there's plenty of them here.
I understand why Sheldon gave you those, but that must be special as well, because obviously empty stands here, empty stands for the National last year, and now to have your family and friends around you, that must add to the moment.
Yeah, this is a magical place. You know, it really is a magical place, and I just feel incredibly lucky.
You're rewriting the history books, and this is the special one, isn't it? This is the one that everybody wants to win, the Gold Cup.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know what else to say. I just can't believe it.
We're all absolutely delighted for you. You could hear the crowd this time, how much their delight for you. They made that heard. Many congratulations, Rachel. You are the Cheltenham Gold Cup winner.
Thank you, Lilia. Thank you.